This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from AM 860 The Answer, my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America, and we thank you for joining us. And last night was a busy night. Tonight's going to be just as busy. We've got a lot of information for you, and a special shout-out goes to all our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world via the satellite, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All kinds of interesting things over there for you to partake in. And follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's start with the pledge.
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, first of all, we do know that we had the two tankers that were struck with what apparently was a Tippett mine. It's a magnetic mine, the same thing that they stuck on the other two tankers outside the United Arab Emirates seaport about a week or 10 days ago. The same culprits seem to be involved in this. Now, this is the work of Iran and or their proxies, the Houthis. But yesterday, the Iranians sent one of their gunboats, they call it a fast boat, out to try to help out with the situation, if you will, with the tanker. It pulled right up alongside the tanker, and somebody had a black and white camera and took a picture of them removing the Tippett magnetic mine in plain sight off the other side of the tanker from where it blew up and the fire had started. So, gotcha is what I call that.
Yes, this is a major development, to say the least, in the ongoing issues with Iran. You mentioned, Captain, Iran or its proxies, and that's exactly what the assessment of the United States government is at this hour, that the Islamic Republic of Iran, this according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, is responsible for the attacks that occurred in the Gulf of Oman yesterday, basically. This is really, really important because, again, Iran has been looking to find a way, it would seem, to try to do something that's going to disrupt the flow of oil through the Straits of Hormuz.
Well, this goes back, Kyle, to 1984 and 1987 when they actually were trying to sink a tanker in the channel in the Straits of Hormuz and block that channel so that nobody could go either direction back and forth. Now, this one, pardon me, with a timer on it, which was about 25 miles offshore from Iran, those two there, they were headed towards the Straits of Hormuz. They had timers on them that set these magnetic mines off. They weren't in the channel yet. They weren't up in the Straits of Hormuz, but they would have been there. And again, they need to work on their timing a little bit, I guess, now, huh?
Well, exactly. One would think that obviously these are test runs to some degree, in the sense that they're going to learn from their mistakes. We can expect, of course, that they will try again.
Oh yes.
Now, and according to the owners of the tankers, they're saying it's not really going to disrupt, for example, the energy supply, for example, in Japan. One of the tankers was Japanese flagged. We understand a Japanese owned. But again,
it was going to Japan.
Well, exactly. Yeah. So we are going to see that this is going to get worse, perhaps, before it gets better. And Iran, again, working from their position of what is becoming really more desperation, I think we have a lot to be worried about. This is not going to be, I hate to say, some kind of isolated incident, because mm-hmm. we're seeing these things grow in intensity.
Now, after all of this was said and done yesterday, late tonight, just before we came on the air, roughly about midnight my time, Saudi Arabia announced that they had shot down 5 armed drones that were launched from Yemen, probably by the Houthis again, headed straight towards an airbase with the bombs on them. You know, they armed them with explosive devices to come in and attack the airbase, and they shot all 5 of them down before they got close.
Exactly, yes. These were seemingly from the Houthi militia. They're Iranian-linked rebels, essentially.
That's right.
And they were going after the same airport. Earlier in the week, there was an attack that actually hit one part of the airport there, but evidently nobody was hurt in these latest attacks or the attempted attacks, and the airport wasn't disrupted in terms of its flight schedules and so forth. But again, it shows that there is an intensity factor growing here, and to simply see these things begin to happen, you know that obviously Washington is on high alert, and the president looking to see what kind of response, if any, would be warranted at this time. But make no mistake, they believe, perhaps, Captain, that they can test this president, and I think they would find out that they'd be sorely mistaken if they try.
Well, they certainly are trying to do that, and they're trying to provoke some sort of action, because then they can go boo-hoo, wah-wah, poor me. But I also believe that Saudi Arabia wouldn't be upset if they got involved in this and started firing back and forth, because Saudi Arabia is actually our proxy, and I hear the music coming up in my ear, so we're going to have to take a break here. So we'll talk more about that when we come back, folks. And by the way, today, June 14th, Friday, is Flag Day. It's also the anniversary birthday of the United States Army, and it's the birthday of President Donald J. Trump. I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the Geico Insurance Office near you. Now, your local Geico agent can save you money on your auto, your truck, whatever it is you're driving. By the way, they'll also cover your motorcycle, your ATV, a boat, an RV, or even a snowmobile, and it can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including yours truly, the captain. So, check them out online by going to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or go into your phone book and look up the under insurance agents and look up and see who your Geico agent is. So there you go, Geico, and always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. Now back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
By the way, tonight, Kyle, you're invited. I'm going to be at Duomici's in Ybor City with the Hillsborough County Republican Party for a Make America Great Again birthday party honoring President Donald Trump and honoring the Army and just a whole bunch of like-minded people getting together to celebrate Flag Day. Wear your red, white, and blue and all that, and you can fly your corporate plane out over to us.
Right, exactly. I would love to. Yeah.
All right, and if you were here, it'd be real easy. You got to get out of California, Kyle.
I know.
All right. Now, I want to mention just briefly about today being Flag Day before we move on to a couple things here. Flag Day is celebrated on June the 14th. It commemorates the adoption of the flag of the United States back on June the 14th, 1777, by resolution of the Second Continental College. But it's also the birthday of the United States Army, because Congress adopted the American Continental Army after reaching a consensus position in the Committee of the Whole on June 14th, 1775. So, Kyle, that means that the Army is 244 years old today.
Absolutely. Yeah, congratulations, Army. I mean, go Army. What can I say? Yeah.
Well, go Army is one thing we say, but the other thing we say is, hoorah! So, so I got that out there. Now, and then the other thing is, of course, Flag Day 1916, President Woodrow Wilson issued a proclamation that officially established June 14th as Flag Day. And then on the 3rd of August 1949, National Flag Day was established by an act of Congress as a flag day, but it's not a federal holiday. There are some states, though, that celebrate this as a state holiday, but not all the states. And then finally, today is President Donald Trump's 72nd birthday.
Very cool. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Yep. And that's what we're going to be doing tonight. All right. Well, here we go. Kellyanne Conway has been called out by a government watchdog for violating the Hatch Act, and the government watchdog has said that she needs to be fired. Now, the White House lawyer yesterday said that this is ridiculous and outrageous. Now, let me just go one step further. If we're going to get rid of Kellyanne Conway, then I demand that Adam Schiff be thrown out of Congress because of what he did when he intercepted, when he took that phone call from people that said that they were had information from the Russian government about Donald Trump, and we got a recording of that, even though it was one of those calls where they wanted to see how far they could go with Adam Schiff, number one. But also, he's politicized everything that he's got, and he's been a major leaker of stuff from his committee to the press.
Well, right. I think that was the phone call where they said they had naked pictures of Donald Trump, and he would, you know,
with
like,
prostitutes,
okay.
And yeah,
he was like, okay, you know,
and the media ran with that right away.
Well, sure,
because guess where they got it from? Adam Schiff.
Right. Right. Well, you know, the Kellyanne Conway thing is very interesting because, you know, I think her official title is Counselor to the President. And so I'm curious how you go out and you talk about, of course, what the President's own policy positions are in relation to his political opposition, and somehow that's a violation of the Hatch Act. And, of course, what the if this is a different office of special counsel, I think it's important to point that out.
It's a watchdog.
Yeah, right. It's not the Mueller. People hear special counsel, but it's not the Mueller special counsel at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, obviously, they're trying to get her to be fired. But she had a very interesting response. She says, well, tell me when the jail sentence begins. Because one of the things that's happening here, of course, as the White House lawyer pointed out quite astutely, I should say, is that, you know, of course, there is no due process in this. There's no way for her to come and dispute this or anything like that, as far as we know at this point. So it's a very interesting situation. And so does that mean that anyone who works for the president can't go on a talk show or a radio show and talk about the politics of it all? Very interesting question.
Well, they can and they do, but they have to be, I guess, limited to what it is they can discuss, and they're not supposed to be able to get political, because you don't miss the, let's see, I know with the congressmen, they don't put their campaign issues and whatnot in with their political stuff.
Right. Right, exactly. So, I mean, this we're going to see how this sort of plays out, but I'm curious if she will, in fact, be forced to vacate her post, or we're going to hear something from the president on this.
No, I don't think so. And if so, again, I absolutely flat-out demand, and everybody listening to this radio show should call Congress and demand that they get rid of Adam Schiff for the same reason, because he's done the same thing.
Well, and on top
only
of that,
he's been a leaker of information that he got that was supposedly supposed to be kept quiet, and he turned around and leaked it to the media, and we know he did.
Right, right. And on top of that, you know, this whole thing to do with this latest sort of manufactured dust-up about President Trump and getting Oppo research on other candidates and this kind of stuff, I think that's Adam Schiff sort of defined.
That's exactly what Adam Schiff did.
Yeah. Exactly.
He was getting information from someone he thought was a credible Russian official, giving him information on Donald Trump and these, quote, prostitutes and all the stuff that was going on at the hotel there in Russia, and none of it was true. Not one word of it was true.
But
he bought it.
He did. He seemed to be buying it hook, line, and sinker. And so it's, you know, it's a very interesting situation. I kind of wonder, though, Captain, if President Trump was kind of toying with George Stephanopoulos a little bit there. Maybe he was just having some fun at his expense. Who knows?
He likes to do things like that. And, folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Okay, the other big bombshell that happened yesterday was at the White House. President Trump called up Sarah Sanders and announced that Sarah Huckabee Sanders would be leaving the White House at the end of the month as press secretary, perhaps now to go back to Arkansas and run for governor next year.
Well, that would follow in her father's footsteps for sure. She certainly is. Would be a formidable candidate.
Well, I'd vote for her if I lived in Arkansas.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's been 2.5 years for her current job at the White House, and I don't think anybody can blame her for wanting to have a new challenge or step aside for a time and go on to something new. But yeah, I think she'd be very, very formidable. Can you imagine, Captain, the amount of just the weight of everything coming down upon her from not only the media but those and the TV shows and these kinds of things, just viciously going after her. She's handled it all with grace and aplomb, and she's really comported herself so very well.
Well, yeah, and I agree. And, folks, we're talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, host of the Kyle Warren Show. We'll tell you all about that. Now, on the border yesterday, Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee vowed to stop the baby renting on the southern border, and she pointed out that a number of the drug cartels are involved in this business, and they are renting babies and children out to illegals trying to evade U.S. immigration law by coming here and saying, oh, asylum, my baby, I have my babies, asylum, you know, and then they got to do all that sort of stuff. And by the way, I saw a number somewhere, 14,000 of these, quote, families that came in, 1,400 of the 14,000 were not families at all. They weren't related. They did DNA tests.
Right, yeah, we've been learning a lot more about that from these DNA tests and these different pilot programs, I think, that are going on. But, right, I mean, Captain, if there was ever a bipartisan cause that everybody could get behind, renting babies so that you can get into the United States should be the very, very top of the list of what Democrats and Republicans should come together about in order to stop. And, unfortunately, you've got a lot of Democrats who'd never want to give President Trump a win on anything, or even the semblance or the appearance of a win on something, but this is outrageous and absolutely has to stop. This is just very, very bad. Evil.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And by the way, hello to Catwoman and Road Dog. They're somewhere, let's see, they blew a tire and oh, it knocked the mud flap off, so they're getting repairs right now. They're in a shop somewhere. So you guys be careful tonight. Don't try to do anything silly. And they're talking about the Iranian situation, too. All righty. I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're...
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
She's going to be going back to Arkansas with her great family. Her husband is a fantastic guy and her family.
President Trump reacts to news. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders leaving. The president speaking at an event about criminal justice.
She's done an incredible job. We've been through a lot together and she's tough. But she's good. You know, you also have tough and bad, right? She's tough and she's good. She's great. And she's going to be leaving the service of her country.
Sanders, who is 36 years old, married with three young children, and returning home to Arkansas.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes. I've loved it. I love the president. I love the team that I've had the opportunity to work for. The president is surrounded by some of the most incredible and most talented people you could ever imagine.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do?
If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha, and welcome back, everybody. And more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school these days. More have chosen to go the technical school route because they know that by learning a trade, they can start out in most cases making more money than if they had a college degree. Especially from a liberal arts college, because most of the people coming out with liberal arts degrees are sitting there in the unemployment line trying to find work, and they wind up flipping hamburgers at McDonald's. Now, National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 per year or more. So check them out to find out more about them at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour. 1-800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Tell them you want to take the tour, and you'll be glad you did. In 14 months, you'll be a certified aviation maintenance tech, making at least $50,000 a year or more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, AOC, a spokesman got into trouble by getting into a Twitter fight with the potential challenger that's announced that he's going to run against AOC in her district. and there was a bunch of profanity that went back and forth and whatnot, and the spokesman, I guess, got reprimanded for it because he deleted the tweets, or I'm sorry, she deleted the tweets and took them down and tried to, you know, just kind of wash it off as being nothing, but you can never delete those tweets. They're always around, and they're still out there coming back to haunt her. I mean, it's like the Keystone Cops there in her camp.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, first of all, you know, regardless of sort of the weird, you know, political ideologies that she has, you know, she does occupy a seat in the United States Congress, don't you think? That
yeah, but she thinks she's the Congress.
Well, that's true. Well, she's the boss.
I'll do this and I'll do that. Like, she's running Congress. She doesn't get it.
Yeah, exactly. But you would expect that especially her spokesperson, whomever, speaking officially for her, either her campaign or for her office, would try to, like, I don't know, maybe not use profanity in that regard and so forth. And so, yeah, it's very, very bad. And they did delete it, but they're still sort of having to try to come to terms with all that because, you know, frankly, people think that that's very unprofessional.
Now, the other thing that really is blatant and an extreme violation that somebody could go to jail for is the IRS tax fraud that's now been brought front and center about Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, because she apparently filed a joint return with someone that she said was her husband, but actually it was not her husband. She was married to another guy. This was her husband, maybe in the Islamic faith, so to speak, but we do not abide by Sharia law here, so now she's on the hot seat for owing a whole bunch of taxes because she didn't file it correctly and never should have been filed jointly with this guy that she was living with, even though she said she was her husband by the Islamic faith rules that they live under.
Well, yeah, I think she described it as culturally married or something.
Yeah, it means
like that.
That's not the way we do it here, sorry.
Yeah, and so I think a lot of people are trying to wrap their heads around this, you know, filing a joint tax return while you're legally married to someone else at the same time.
Right.
Seems a little bizarre. Now, in some cases, in some states, you have what they would joint filing for what they call common law marriages, but Minnesota is not one of those states.
No.
And so it is a violation of both federal and state law if you file a joint tax return with someone who is not, I mean, I can't believe we're talking about this, not your legal spouse. I mean, this is just weird, and only because, again, you know, she is so fraught with controversy and sort of wanting to tell everybody, you know, what's what on mm-hmm. everything, and then suddenly this comes out. And you know what she said? Not a whole lot about this. So.
But the point is that she did this under the auspices of Sharia law, because to her, that's the way it was. There was nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, perhaps so, exactly. But it's just, again, you know, now, realistically, she probably won't face any actual charges or actual criminal.
No, but she'll wind up paying through the nose on the income tax, then.
Well, that's true, but also her brand is now going to be tarnished a lot more. In fact, one of the biggest newspapers in the area came out, I think, and really went after her and reprimanded her about that. And so, again, these sort of rising stars, whether it's AOC or Ilhan Omar or others, they come into Congress with this sort of bizarre agendas that they have, and they come to find out that they've got a lot of problems on their own, and I think the voters will take a lot of notice of that.
Now, we just had the Democratic Party come out and name their 20 people that are going to be on the stage. I'm going to name them very quickly here, and then I'll make a couple of comments. Senator Michael Bennet, Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Cory Booker, Mayor Pete Butt, and I'm going to call him Butt, Mayor Pete Butt, Secretary Julian Castro, that's the former, what was he, Secretary of the Transportation or something, Mayor Bill de Blasio. By the way, Castro with zero, de Blasio with zero, Representative John Delaney, zero. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, zero. Those are the rank poll numbers that they're getting. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Senator Kamala Harris, Governor John Hickenlooper. Then you've got Senator Amy Klobuchar, Beto, former Representative Beto O'Rourke, who, by the way, Stephen Colbert is begging him to drop out of the presidential race and run in the Senate race in Texas against John Cornyn.
Yes, that's right. Well, we'll see how he would fare in that particular case, but.
Yep.
But we'll see, yeah.
And then you've got Congressman Tim Ryan, Senator Bernie Sanders, Congressman Eric Swalwell, Senator Elizabeth Warren. By the way, Tim Ryan with zero. Ms. Marianne Williamson with zero. Mr. Andrew Yang with zero in terms of percentage. So you've actually only got Warren, Sanders, O'Rourke, Biden, and Harris that have any kind of numbers to speak of.
Well, right, exactly. And so... between these 20 people, they're going to be looking for, now, as you mentioned, some of these are a little bit, have better name recognition and so forth, better poll numbers going in. So everybody else who's not one of those folks, they're going to be looking for that 5-second zinger that they're going to try to take over the news cycle with. So it will be pretty interesting. And with Rachel Maddow moderating this whole thing, I mean, this is, you know, this is going to be very interesting, very interesting to watch. But when it all comes down to it, though, you know, they seem to all be representing the most sort of far left. How far left can we really go? There's a couple in there that might be a little bit more moderate, but really the Democrat Party has absolutely been hijacked, and I think this very first debate, it's just going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
And especially if de Blasio gets the
support. And then the other thing is, the other news coming out of Texas is the former congressman and retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, who was a congressman in South Florida for one term before he pretty much got redistricted out and got beat because he was outnumbered greatly in terms of representation, Democrat, Republican, is probably going to announce that he's running for Congress in the Dallas Metroplex area where he's currently living. And that'll be interesting because if he gets back into Congress, we'll have a real solid conservative voice there.
Well, exactly right. And so, you know, here we are. We're pretty far out, but we're closer than we think, but we're still pretty far out from the actual election. So coming in and having these kinds of alternatives or having these kinds of debates in terms of Alan West and so forth as well, it will give people a real chance to evaluate how things are going, what direction they really want the country to go in. And I think it will be very interesting. President Trump still sitting in the catbird seat, though, I think. As you know, because of the economy, the accomplishments, all the different things that are going on, and the very fact that they, with the exception of Biden, they have no heavy hitters who really can, you know, take on the mantle of the Democrat nomination.
Yeah, and I don't think Biden's going to last. They're going after him, and it's going to get really messy.
Yes, oh, I totally agree. Yeah, he is public enemy number one to them right now.
And by the way, Senator Elizabeth Warren, the reason she's climbing in the polls, she just went ahead of. Oh, then who'd she go? She went ahead of somebody, moved up another notch. I was going to say Bernie. I don't think it was Bernie. But anyway, she's advancing in the polls because her big proposal right now is to get rid of student debt, to wipe it out completely, do zero, and let the government absorb that debt.
Well, I guess...
Isn't that nice?
Well, yeah, and here, what about the people that paid back their student loans? Do they get a reimbursement for that? Yeah.
All right, tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you on a weekend show.
Sounds good.
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. A special shout-out to LJ, to Jan, to Jeff, to Sherry, to Richard the Marine, to Moses, to Tamara, to Chris and to Phil, all chiming in tonight. Thanks for your great comments. We appreciate you very much, and thank you for listening. I'll be right back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
That's a little CCR right there. Born on the Bayou. That's your Truckers Highway and Byway song for this hour. By the way, we want to tell you that this Truckers Report is brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop, your home away from home, not your average daddy's truck stop anymore. Now, several severe thunderstorms capable of producing damaging straight line winds, large hail, and heavy rainfall, along with some tornadoes, will be possible today from the central and southern plains up to the upper Midwest both Friday and Saturday. Now, heavy rainfall may also lean to the possibility of flash flooding in different areas. Now, I can tell you that yesterday afternoon in the panhandle of Oklahoma, and from Lubbock, Texas, and by the way, hello to our listeners listening to us on AM 580 KRFE in Lubbock tonight, home of Texas A&M, and go Aggies. We hope that you guys are having a good time. Now, you do have some weather, questionable weather. You're going to be under the gun today from Lubbock all the way up into the panhandle of Oklahoma. Guymon, Oklahoma, certainly you're going to be under the gun there, too. Amarillo, so that's going to be an area where you could have some problems. You do have a flash flood watch in the just north of Lubbock right now for some rain that they had earlier with the storms that came roaring through. And the possibility exists to have some more storms tonight and certainly tomorrow with the day warming up, the heat aspect going in, you'll probably have more. Now, up into Kansas, in the north central part of Kansas, there's some possibility there for some build up and some weather and some storms later in the day. South central Nebraska, the same thing for you. And that's about what we're looking at right now in that area. Now, let's go out west. I'll continue I-10 out west, west of El Paso. And by the way, I-10 tonight from Jacksonville all the way to El Paso, Texas. I don't see anything to bother you. You're looking good. Hammered down all the way through there. West of El Paso, west of Alamogordo, you have a fire threat warning all the way across I-10, all the way to Tucson, Arizona. So be careful in that area. Very, very dry. It's been very hot for several days, and now it's very, very dry through there. Now, going out into California, again, the heat seems to be gone for right now, but the melting snow is causing the mountain streams to surge, and some of them are coming over their banks, so there are flash flood watches through the San Bernardino Mountains tonight, so be careful there. In northern Nevada, up around Winnemucca, over to Elko, up over the mountain, because of the warm weather there. You also have a flash flood watch going on right now, through that area. And, Wyoming, same thing in the higher elevations because of the warm weather that's melting the snow. also, in the mountainous areas around Salt Lake going north, you've got the same situation there in Utah and in Colorado. Coming up I-25, when you come into Colorado, you've got the same situation there for some flood watches, again, because of the melting snow in the higher elevations. And let's go across east on I-70 and I-64. When you get over into southeastern Missouri and southern Illinois and western Kentucky, you'll have some areas where there's some flood watches and warnings tonight. We also have the same situation that we've had most of the week up in Lake Ontario from Buffalo and Niagara Falls all the way across the lake, the lee shore, and then up to Watertown, where conditions are ripe for some lake shore flooding because of the high water and whatnot that's being pushed that way in the direction that the winds are blowing right now. And you got some fog up the east coast. If you're traveling up along I-95, you'll probably run into it about Delaware, and might find some more in Jersey, might find some on Long Island. And you definitely will find some if you're going up I-95 out of New Hampshire into Maine. So there you go. And that's what it's looking like right now in terms of the weather on the Truckers Highway reports for this hour. Now, don't forget, when you stop by one of the new pilots or one of the new remodeled Flying J's, you're in store for a treat, because you don't just find the old average mom-pa restaurant anymore in these places. In the pilots, you'll find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, could be a Dairy Queen, could be a McDonald's, could be a Pizza Hut, could be a Subway, could be a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, might even be a Dunkin' Donuts, might see a Denny's, certainly will in the Flying J, might see a Huddle House, again, certainly will in the Flying J, might see a Moe's Southwest Grill, certainly will in the Flying J. And those are all some pretty good places to eat. They got some pretty good food and perking up the style, if you will. But they also have a lot of amenities for the drivers, especially in the larger facilities. Now, you can count in the travel center to find parking, CAT scales, TransFlow Express travel documents where you can get your permits for your oversized and overwidth and overweight loads, trip packs so you can get your loads in a timely manner to your company so you can get paid, so very important. Also, truck washes and the bigger truck stops, audiobook rentals, pay phones, high-speed internet kiosks so you can run your laptop there and do what you need to do, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, and you'll always find the lounges in the bigger travel centers with the big screen TVs for the professional drivers to be able to kick back and relax too. So, Pilot, Flying J's. Now, for you guys and gals that are listening to us up there tonight around Valdosta, stop by, tell them the captain sent you. You might get yourself a free cup of coffee. Same thing for here in the Tampa Bay area where the places were where I've stopped in, and that's what they've told me. So, there you go. And they're the real deal. Now, coming up after the top of the hour, we'll have Miss Rosemary, our prayer intercessor, and she's got a little surprise for everybody. I also want to mention that President Trump has done something that no other president has really ever done. He outed his predecessor, Barack Obama, for spying on a rival presidential campaign using intelligence agencies of the government. Now, that's big stuff, big-time stuff. And the hammer is about to fall on these guys because of two reasons. First of all, you got the Inspector General's report that's coming out a little bit later than what we thought because of all the different information that now has been released that they've had to go back and take a look at. Part of it, what I just told you, because of President Obama's administration and what they were doing, spying on people. And also, when the FISA report comes out, that team, two different things back-to-back are just going to hammer the Democrats. Watch and see. Which is why they're trying to get out in front of the message by accusing everybody of doing something that they themselves have been doing. Alrighty, we're coming back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, where we've got some really good weather tonight. It's a really great night. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.